This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and it is text roulette.
Let's go.
This is your chance to ask anything when you send in those texts to the Sign In Unlimited text line, because you're anonymous. We're going to read it here on the air, and we're going to try to give you our best response. We're also looking for the rest of you to call, text, help this person out, help solve this question for them. And Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. I'm going to hit refresh here.
27.
I read text number 27. Share it with the class, Elizabeth.
I will share it with the class.
Yes.
Okay, I'm counting here. Okay, hang on. I need to make sure that I don't Ron Burgundy myself.
All right.
This is a little bit of a long one. Okay, wow, this is a relationship question about a husband to their spouse. It says here, my husband keeps telling me that I am not the same person I used to be when we first got married. We've been married for almost 13 years, have two kids, and when I come home from work, I'm completely exhausted. How do I get him to understand? Oh my gosh. How many people have felt this before, where you just feel like you and your partner are not on the same page? Your ship's passing in the night. You're trying to be everything to everybody, but you feel like you're falling short with everything. You feel like you're not giving any time to yourself.
Well, it sounds like,
oh my gosh, my heart really goes out to this mixed listener. And I'm not assuming this is a husband-wife dynamic. We don't know. We only know what you tell us. But it says here, my husband keeps telling me that I am not the same person I used to be when we first got married. We've been married for almost 13 years, have two kids, and when I come home from work, I'm completely exhausted. How do I get him to understand?
Kids will do that to you, man.
Exhaust well, of course you, you're right? not the same
Absolutely,
person that
not.
You were when you first got married. Life is very different now, because now, when you got married, perhaps those kids weren't in the picture then. Now you're mom and dad, or dad and dad.
Well, sure.
I don't know the dynamic here of this text that we got, but...
Right. But that, and that's the question, or the question bottom line is, how do I get him to understand, the husband to understand this situation? Because this person is saying, you know what? I'm exhausted. I'm doing all this stuff. My husband needs to understand that. I think we kind of get that, you know, especially working early hours. It's always like, holy cow, we're exhausted, especially by Friday night. And people are like, let's go out Friday night. Dude, really?
Fridays are bad.
And especially, even without kids, I think we just kind of learned that.
Fridays are bad with early hours.
Yeah.
Well, and how do I get him to understand? I don't think you can. I don't think you can get someone to really understand. You can't get someone to walk in your shoes. They're not going to. They're going to feel whatever they're going to feel. You can't change adults.
But you can't
change another person's view. You can influence them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You can influence them with your actions. But for this mixed listener, if this relationship is a priority to you, there's clearly some imbalance in your life. And to try to find some kind of balance, you need to put effort into what's most important to you. And perhaps that means you're sending the kids away. No cell phones. It's just you and your husband, whether it's just for dinner or whether it's an actual weekend away, to try to take some time for one another, if this is important to you.
Well, sure, but that would be like one time. And so you'd sit there and say, like, you know, we've done that.
My wife and I have done
that. My wife and I have done that before. It's like, okay, let's have grandma and grandpa take the kids. Okay, great. That was really fun. Now I'm like, when can we do it again? And my wife is like, well, we just had a nice little fun thing away. I need to rest. Now we need to get back into the swing of things. And meaning back in the swing of things is, oh, now we're tired again. Now we're right back into this rut. So you have to try and stay out of that rut. So yes, definitely do it more often than just once. But to get him to understand, that's a sit down talk. That's a look. We are different people. It's been 13 years. Now we're adding two kids to the mix. Don't know if they have any pets, but I remember when we have pets, it's like, that's like having another kid. You know, so it's difficult. It's difficult, but you have to sit down and talk with that person and say a little give and take here. You can help out with this. Maybe I can rest after work, you know, but we all change as the years go by anyway.
And I hope that you're in a relationship with someone that's willing to do that give and take.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you need too. That little bit of...
Because when you're exhausted, it's hard to make those logical decisions and have those logical conversations, because exhaustion leads to being emotional and sometimes irrational, and not a whole lot can get accomplished there.
Look at, you can sit down with your husband and say, are you the same person when we got married? Because I remember when we first got married.
Because that hairline's looking real different.
Jess and I first got married, he'd be like, let's stay up all night. Let's get up, you know, 3 hours of sleep and go to work, go to class, whatever, we're fine. But you just start to lose energy over time as you become an adult. And especially, like I said, you throw kids in the mix. Oh, boy. That's taken even more energy away from you.
Yes. And if
great, but you got to make sure you get some life changes here. Like, hey, we're not going to be the same people. We've added people to the house.
So what is your advice for this mixed listener that threw this question out to the text line for Text Roulette? My husband keeps telling me that I'm not the same person I used to be when we first got married. We've been married for almost 13 years and have two kids. And when I come home from work, I'm completely exhausted. How do I get him to understand? 414-432-1099.
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
Hey, Lisa, thanks for calling in to help out with Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And the question again that we received this morning says, my husband keeps telling me that I'm not the same person I used to be when we first got married. We've been married for almost 13 years, have two kids, and when I come home from work, I'm completely exhausted. How do I get him to understand? Lisa, what do you think?
I've had the same problem. My ex-husband, he divorced me because I like to work. After I got out of the military, I went to work. And yes, I work different hours, and I'm always exhausted after work. He could not understand that, so he decided to leave. But I tried telling him, our bodies are different. You're a male. You have different strengths and weaknesses. We're females. We are different.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too in my household too, as my wife Jess going through menopause. It's like, okay, there's some changes here. But if you really love that person, you sit down and talk. It's like, you know what? There's some changes, and you're going to have to accept that, because we can't all stay. It's like the Miley Cyrus song, Used to Be Young. We can't all stay that way. It'd be great, but
I'm not knocking the husband at all for like speaking out and saying, look, I have these needs also. Like I have needs that aren't being met. He is speaking out. He is trying to say, hey, things are different. Well, yeah, they are different, but I hope that there's a way that this couple can talk about this to see what is the compromise. Again, is it maybe that the kids get sent away and they have an actual date put on the calendar and they stick by that? Here's a text that said, I'm not sure what their division of responsibilities are in the house. Maybe they need to sit down together and discuss sharing more to take some of the load off.
Yeah, there you go. Then it's easier, right?
Is he pulling his weight too to help so she doesn't feel so stressed? Yeah.
I would agree on that too, because if my ex-husband would have talked more with me, we would have worked it out.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to have that open line of communication. Like you just said, you wish your ex would have had some communication with you instead of just, nah, this is how it is. This is ridiculous.
And you're speaking from someone where it didn't work out. And perhaps a Smix listener can hear from you of what happened so that they can work things out.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, so it's text roulette here, trying to help for this mixed listener. Christina's on the phone, and the question is, my husband keeps telling me I'm not the same person I used to be when we first got married. We've been married for almost 13 years, have two kids, and when I come home from work, I'm completely exhausted. How do I get him to understand?
I think that this person should be appreciative that the husband is actually bringing up the conversation.
Yeah.
So that they can discuss it and work and learn and grow together.
Rather than just go out and say, you know what, this has changed, I'm out of here, or, you know, I'm going to go do my fun thing.
Right.
Good.
I want to find someone from 13 years ago.
Yeah, right. Well, sure.
Yeah. And I think that this gives them both a great opportunity to find something that they can do and enjoy together to remind them why they got together and got married 13 years ago.
Right. That's a good idea. And, you know, when I think about how men are wired differently than women, and it's like men, they have an on and off switch, like that's it, and women, it takes a little bit of time, and perhaps
gotta warm the engine up,
and that's where maybe it's an opportunity for her to say to him, like, look, I need some help and support during the day, you know, maybe send some of those text messages throughout the day to get things excited and going. And I realize that's easier said than done, especially when you're feeling exhausted and maybe resentful and feeling not seen. But I also think about that book, The Five Love Languages. Are her love languages and those needs being met? Maybe not. And maybe it's time for him to recognize what it is that she needs to feel loved and supported. Because you're right. He is speaking up. And I give him credit for doing that.
Sure.
And he has every right to say, hey, this is different. And I don't like how this is going right now.
We got to fix it, though.
But,
right.
And that has, that has to be them coming together to be able to fix it.
Yeah.
And when you talk about, Christina, having some kind of activity, that could be a really great idea, too. And I looked to Radar and I think pickleball immediately. Like, try to go out and do something together that can take away talking about kids, stressing about work.
You wouldn't even need to have a babysitter or an overnight stay at grandma and grandpa's or the aunts and the uncles. You could have them go to a friend's house and have a play date. You two go have a play date then, too, like on the weekends. Because I know how that used to be with us with three kids. It's like, okay, we'll plow through the week. By this weekend, we'll do something fun. By the time you get to the weekend, you're still like, oh, I can finally sit down and relax. Oh, no, I got the kids to run around with. So it's kind of nice to kind of, you know, it's great to have kids, but it's always nice to have them kind of get taken care of for a couple hours. So you have to rekindle yourself. That way you recharge yourself as a couple and boom, you're going to be even better parents.
Yeah, for sure. And it could be low budget, you know, as easy as going for a walk or playing pickleball or a sport or whatever.
Sure.
Or taking a vacation if you have help to take the kids and get away from them. But anything to bring each other back to why you fell in love in the first place.
And there are a lot of relationship retreats, too. I know couples that have gone off and done things like that where it's a weekend or it's even just 24 hours where it's nothing about just the two of them connecting. And before this relationship gets down a bad path, hopefully they can still find their way back. And Christina, thank you for taking time to help out another mixed listener and calling in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Love you back, girl.
Okay, and I think we're going to take one final call on this. Let's talk to psychologist Linda. Linda, hey, real quick, what do you want to say for this couple that have kind of lost their way after 13 years of marriage? She said they've got two kids. She's exhausted when she gets home. He says she's changed. And she asked, how do I get him to understand?
Well, if he didn't think things were going to change, man needs a reality check. You threw two kids into the mix. Of course, things are going to change. Depends, is her job more demanding than his job? Does he share the equal chores of taking care of the kids, taking care of the house?
Yeah.
If she's doing more than he is, then she's naturally going to be more tired than he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to split them up. Have a little bit of a talk. Split up the chores, that is.
And time to have those conversations and tough conversations to have. But, you know, come at it with a, don't talk about this right before bed. Talk about this at a time where you're not distracted with a million other things.
I was going to say, like, as soon as our mixed texter walks in the door, I'm exhausted. Well, you're not how you used to be. No. That's not the time.
Maybe play this audio for them because we're going to send this audio back to the mixed listener that sent this in to text roulette. Thank you so much, Linda, for always being a part of the show here. And we hope we threw some ideas out there for this mixed listener. But if you have something going on in your life and you want help, you want a question to be answered, get your questions into our text line. The number's 414-432-1099. It's people helping people, and we might read your question coming up here on The Mix.